Welcome to The Author Show, where we feature new authors and books, from fiction to self-help and everything in between. You'll find it all at theauthorshow.com. That's theauthorshow.com. And now let the show begin.
Hello and welcome back to the show. This is your host, Don McCauley. Today we're welcoming your program author, Scott Allen Behnke, and he is the author of The Lawyer's Angel. Before I bring in today's guest, a quick reminder that selected interviews are available on our iPhone app, which can be downloaded in the App Store, as well as on TV in the Roku channel and Amazon Fire TV. Our app name on all platforms is simply The Author Show. Scott, how are you?
Very good. How are you this morning, Don?
Good. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself, please.
Yes. So I am a trial lawyer. I've been practicing law for 37 years. I was born in South Bend, Indiana, and I practice law in Indianapolis, and I do mostly trial work. I went to high school in South Bend. South Bend Adams went to college at Hanover College and law school at IU, the University of Indianapolis, and I am working on several books, and this is my first book, The Lawyer's Angel. I've got the sequel that I'm working on right now, and I think writers try to write what they know, and I've had some interesting experiences with litigation over the years, and so I decided to write a book.
So tell us about your book.
The title is The Lawyer's Angel, and this book is not in the traditional genre of a legal thriller in the sense that we always think about courtroom drama. It's a book that, while it does involve litigation and the courtroom, which gives it, you know, some excitement, it also involves, I think, a fundamental question that we all ask ourselves at one point or another, and that is, what is it that we really want in this life? We want to be moved in some way, loved, inspired. We want to believe, you know, that there is an eternal, that our lives have purpose. And this book explores that through the thriller genre. So you really got a combination there. The reader is going to explore that question and perhaps even ask themselves that question, but they're also going to see it in the context of a lawyer who is just trying to survive, who's been through quite an ordeal with losing his wife and now his failing law practice.
Now, who did you write your book for specifically? Who's your target audience here?
So my target audience, I would say, is going to be the age group probably from 22 on up, and it's going to be both male and female because the characters in this book, I think, will be compelling to both professional and non-professional people alike, whatever their station is in life. They'll have an interest in this book because I think it's, as I said before, it explores a fundamental question that we all ask, irrespective of where we are in life or what we do or how old we are and whether we're male or female, young or old, and that is, what are all these things that happen to me about? Do they have meaning? What is the purpose of my life? And is it all about just going through trials and tribulations and then ultimately, you know, not having to worry about that when we pass on? And I think that's a question that reaches a lot of different people, not just professionals who are lawyers or doctors or accountants, but people that, you know, are interested in thinking about how that happens. And then also people that are interested in the justice system and want to have some insight into how it works, because it's drastically different than what you see on TV. So this book, I think, will resonate with people that have some interest in general in exploring, you know, the legal profession and really justice itself. Is justice really served in a courtroom? And how does that happen? So I think that's appealing to a large number of people within that age group and people that have had some experiences with the justice system or people they know have had experiences with the justice system.
So could you say there's any type of central message or perhaps underlying theme that you would say runs throughout your book?
Yeah, the central message is there divine intervention in our lives? And if there is, what form does it take? And do we all experience that in one way or another? And do we recognize it? I would also add this. The central theme is redemption, in a word. redeeming yourself when you've made maybe a terrible blunder that's really adversely affected your life and maybe other people's lives.
So if you had to choose, what would you say is the single most important idea you're sharing in your book that's really going to add value to the reader's life?
I think that reading this book is going to be thought-provoking for the reader in examining their own life and then wondering maybe about events that have happened to them. Was there some divine intervention? And those people who are struggling now will be inspired by the journey of this lawyer who does ultimately overcome all the evil that's arrayed against him.
So, if you could compare your book with any book out there we might already be familiar with, which book would it be and why?
Well, I think this book is a combination of maybe an author that some people are familiar with, Mitch Albom, Tuesday Mornings with Maury, and The Five People You Meet in Heaven. I think it's got an aspect that you would see in his books. And then Scott Turow, who was one of the first lawyers to write legal thrillers. I think it's a combination of those two books in a sense, but I think it's unique in the genre. You don't normally see the depth of character in a legal thriller that is present in this book, The Lawyer's Angel. And I think it's unique from that standpoint. It's also multi-layered, and it's not just plot-driven. Most legal thrillers are plot-driven, and you don't really get the depth of character, but I would say this book, The Lawyer's Angel, is an exception to that.
So can you tell us briefly about some of the characters in the book?
Well, the main character, the protagonist, James Crossan, is a trial lawyer who had some early success, but his practice has been failing. After his wife died in a car accident, which he was driving, he has guilt, a tremendous amount of guilt about that situation. And then he spirals downward and starts gambling. He's trying to fill the void of losing his wife and then also the void of really not thinking that there's anything worthwhile that is happening with him. And he's not really doing anything purposeful with his life. And the main character, Crossan, is struggling with this throughout the book. But there's light that happens that intervenes, and he doesn't even realize it at the time. But ultimately, by the time you get to the end of the book, then that is revealed how he comes to the conclusion that maybe things weren't exactly as he thought. Then we have the antagonist, the corporate tyrant Talbot, who was born in a wealthy family whose father started a transportation company that's called Move It Express. And that character is the antithesis of Crossan in the sense that he wants to control everything. And he doesn't quite understand why it is that his father was so beloved, but he is despised because he thinks that in order to succeed in life, you have to be ruthless and you have to be focused entirely on what it is you want to accomplish and not concern yourself with what the collateral damage is for other people.
So tell us about the angel in the book.
So, without giving away the book and the ending, the lawyer's angel, the angel part of this, there's a character in the book which the reader will likely wonder about, not right at the beginning, but at least once they start the book, they'll be introduced to a character whose name is Michael Gabriel Jessup. And Jessup is seen in the community where this story takes place as being a simpleton, if you will, but that's really a disguise. And he actually works for a tow truck driver. That's how he gets introduced into the book. And he spends a lot of time at a nursing home and helping elderly people. And he's a very mysterious, cryptic carrier. But he factors greatly in the life of James Crossan and others, as ultimately he's a witness in the case. And the reader will see at the end, especially, how it all ties together and how Crossan realizes that there has been some divine intervention in his life and that maybe, in fact, there are angels on this earth that help us. We just don't know who they are.
So what can you tell us about this genre and why you decided to write in this genre?
Well, I'm a lawyer, obviously, and I've been a trial lawyer for a very long time. And as I said, I think we write what we know, and I do. I've had a number of trials, wrongful death cases, and really cases involving what I would say are pretty significant injustices that, you know, I wanted to pursue to see if, in fact, I could accomplish a justice for the client and for the family, whether it was, you know, a civil rights case where someone was killed by excessive force or whether it was gross negligence in a situation of medical malpractice where someone was given, you know, too much morphine and then it was covered up. There's been a number of cases that I've had over the years like that that inspired me to write this book, because I think that by and large, people, unless they've actually had those situations arise in their life, they don't realize the battle that ensues in trying to actually get the truth out and prevail in a courtroom. Unfortunately, the truth does not always come out in a courtroom, and you have to develop the evidence to try to make that happen. Those experiences prompted me to want to write a legal thriller, but also, as I said, explore the idea of how, you know, in our own lives, there is maybe some divine intervention that helps us survive.
So in your opinion, who should buy your book?
People that are looking to be inspired, and also readers that are interested in justice and how that can happen in a courtroom. Those people, I think, will be uniquely interested in the book, and as well as people that come from different walks of life, because the characters in this book do come from very different situations themselves. And I think that'll be compelling to many people that can identify with these various characters, not just the angel or the lawyer, but that average working man, the African American. There's a number of characters that I believe they'll resonate with them. And so I think that, you know, the people in those situations, and also people that are troubled right now in this world, which I think there's, unfortunately, we've got some serious issues happening today. And I think this book will provide, you know, some inspiration for many people that are suffering now.
Do you have a website?
I do. It is scottallenbanky.com.
And could you spell your name for us, please?
It's Scott, S-C-O-T-T, Allen, A-L-L-E-N, Benke, B-E-N-K-I-E.
Well, this has been just great. Our guest today has been Scott Allen Benke, and he is the author of The Lawyer's Angel. Scott, thanks very much for being with us today.
No, I'm very pleased to have this opportunity. I appreciate it, Don.
This is Don McCauley wrapping up another edition of The Author Show. Go out there, buy the book today, and please share this interview with your friends so that they too have the opportunity to discover our guests and their work. The Author Show can be accessed at any time at theauthorshow.com. Selected interviews can also be found on major platforms like Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, and many more. And whether you're an author who would like to be featured or a reader in search of new books to read, The Author Show is a great place to start. Check us daily as we continue to introduce wonderful authors of very interesting books on The Author Show.
Thanks for listening to The Author Show. Find out more about authors and their work at theauthorshow.com. Theauthorshow.com. Tune in next time to another great author on The Author Show.